I only hit her when she's like disrespectful.
When they deserve it.
When they talk back. We should include that in the podcast. We should include that in the podcast, bro.
We should.
Put that in the intro. I only hit my girlfriend when she's naughty, when she's bad. I only slap her when she's disrespectful. Ladies and masters, Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet, and guy so white, he gets sunburnt at night. Look at that rhyme. I actually didn't intend for that to rhyme. Andy here. I said that bit already. This is the Inner Winner Show. Let's fucking go. Just did an interview with Master. Second interview that I've done with this guy. He's an absolute legend, needs no introduction, so I'll give him one anyway. He's lost a bunch of weight in the last couple of months. He found my website, I think he said 16 weeks ago, lost a ton of weight. I think he ended up losing like 40 pounds, got laid. I think he'd only had sex with like four girls before he found my shit, and now he's had sex with like 13. He's found a girl that he's, you know, exploring his sexual side with. He's tried some BDSM. They're doing some cool shit. They're talking about having threesomes together. Ooh, look at that. A man after my own heart. So we talked about how you guys can learn from his story, how you can stop making excuses, why it's important to just throw yourself in there and actually take some action instead of saying, I can't do it, I can't change, this is too hard, blah, blah, blah. And we talked a little bit about how he broke his ass. Let's talk about women and you and sex and self-improvement and losing weight. What the fuck you been up to, man? Because like last time we spoke, you'd lost like 40 kilos.
Yeah.
40 pounds is possible. I lost close to that. I have a guy in my group coaching program. He's lost like 50 pounds or something, 60 pounds. It's like getting close. But I feel like 40
pounds. Is it them making a comeback?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy is going at it. Shout out to him. He's really working hard.
He's
his ass off.
He's
got
a
dream and he's working hard for it. Mm-hmm. It's really commendable. But on the weight loss sides, I've stagnated at 180. I'm at 185. Mm-hmm. Because I don't really feel like I need to go much lower. Because I want to get my weights up, like when I used to do powerlifting. When I was doing powerlifting before, I was 215, but now I'm 185 and I lift the same things as when I was
nice, dude. Nice,
215. Yeah. Yep. Like last week, I hit my equalized my all time PR with 335 at bench.
Nice.
Which is, I don't know, in...
It's like 140?
It's three plates plus 10 pounds. Like three plates of 45.
So 45s. That would be like 145.
So, yeah. So that's where I'm at muscle-wise. I'm going really slow with squat and deadlift because I forgot to mention on the last podcast, but I hurt myself during my process of losing weight and going back to the gym. And I spent 5 days in the hospital because I had a rhabdomyolysis.
I have no idea what that is.
I'll explain. Okay. My left ass muscle, I don't remember what's the name in English.
Glute muscle.
Glutes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was doing a kettlebell challenge training, which is like 10,000 kettlebell swing, and I don't remember how many training, but the training was to do 500 kettlebell swing per training, 2 days on, 1 day off. And after the second day, during the night, I woke up and my muscle was like, it was hurting like crazy. I went to the hospital and they shot me with drugs and shit. I was in really big pain. So I end up going 5 days there and staying 5 days there. And the doctor said that I trained my muscle too much. Like after the first day, my muscle was like dead. I had difficulty like going up, and I did 500 kettlebell swing on that muscle who's already dead. I was in a weird place mentally. I was like, I need to do this, and then it's like
David
I was
Goggins or something.
Yeah, David Goggins style, but I'm not David Goggins, and it's not just running.
Even
it's
David Goggins like hurts his body and breaks his body and stuff.
Yeah,
he doesn't tell you that he needs recovery afterwards.
David Goggins would have just go out of the hospital after
after one or two days.
But that happened, and it really fucked my glutes, my left glutes, really bad. So right now I need to go really slow with deadlift and squat. So that happens during my losing weight. It was right in the middle of losing weights and going back to the gym and stuff. So I made a post on that.
Yep.
Yeah, I broke my ass, and
quite literally.
And I'm taking it slow with squat and deadlift. But bench is, I mean, it's at better than ever, like 335. Every time I go to the gym and I lift, like people come and tell me how much. Oh shit, man, you're lifting.
That's big numbers, bro. That's big numbers for bench. That's big numbers. Three plates is big numbers.
So I'm really proud of that. I'm still going every 2 days, gym. Mm-hmm. So that's on the weight loss, muscle side of things. That's what I've been up to. So like I said, I'm maintaining pretty much my, I don't count calories since I'm on 1 meal a day. Mm-hmm. But I'm making sure to not go too much under or over. Like I know my body, I know when I'm hungry and everything. So, but that's not something I would advise people to do, not counting your calories, because unless you're doing OMAD, 1 meal a day, you should count calories if you want to lose weight. Mm-hmm. I mean, but when you're doing 1 meal a day, like it's almost obvious that you're going to be under maintenance calories. That's how I lost 40 pounds while building muscle and everything.
Especially when you're a newbie, you kind of want to count the calories at the start so you understand how much you're eating, because you'll have no idea. You'll either be way under or way over.
Yeah, and often you don't expect it, but the food you eat sometimes add up really quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
Someone I would advise people to look for on YouTube to get like tips on how to make low calorie foods and shit is Greg Doucet. I don't know if you know him.
Never heard of him. Absolutely not. So who is he?
Greg Doucet is a former IFBB pro, and he's a YouTuber with I think it's like between 500 and 1 million subscribers. 500,
I'll put a link in the description below. He has a lot of muscle. This is a very big boy. He looks like a huge bodybuilder.
Yeah, yeah. He's a former IFBB pro, and he's coaching a lot of people. He has two cookbooks, which is centered around like low calorie foods and stuff. So when I'm looking for like sugar alternatives, like fruits and everything, there's fruits that have a lot of calories and fruits that have low calories, and like strawberries for example.
Strawberries are amazing, bro. I have like 10 bags of frozen strawberries in my freezer right now. Strawberries are amazing. Raspberries are really fucking good too.
Yeah. And I didn't know that strawberries were this awesome, but this, I learned it from this guy, and right now I put strawberries everywhere.
Strawberries because they are got a cheat code, bro. Yeah.
Yep. They are low calories, they taste super fucking good, and they have a lot of fibers, which help you get satiated. Mm-hmm. So Greg Doucet, look him up, really helpful guy on the weight loss side and the training side too. Training side, I often go for more plates, more dates. Greg Doucet, they both like complement each other very well. So that's it for the weight loss and training. I'm still going hard and
good shit, man.
Not giving up.
Tell us about the sex stuff. Where you been at with sexual intercourse? Other than breaking your ass.
other than breaking my ass. That's not related to sex.
Oh, that wasn't sex? Okay.
yeah, so last time we talked, I think I had 4 lays, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
4 lays in 4 weeks, something like that. And right now I'm at 13. Since then, I haven't had any partners in the last... I had one partner in the last like 3 weeks because the girl is just fucking awesome. So I'll go on more details about that soon. But yeah, so I got like 9, I got 8 lays like in seven weeks, I believe, since we talked. It's been so far. So amazing. After I went on a photo shoot. Last time we talked, I went on a photo shoot with a semi-pro photographer. And since then, it's been fucking mental. Like, I can't even tell you how much it changed the game. It changed the game for me. It's crazy. I'm not sure why, because some people on the forum did the same thing and they didn't add that much success. And I mean, I don't know what else to say, but I can speak for myself. That photo shoot just changed everything for me. I was getting like way higher quality women, way more numbers, way more matches and likes, and with Tinder Gold, I mean, when you receive a like, you can like her back right away. Yep. And so that way I can like filter out way more and have like higher quality women. So that's how I got so many girls in such a little time. And sex wise, I've tried my hands at the BDSM. For people who saw my Tinder log, I posted everything I bought at my local sex shop there.
You bought a bunch of toys, did you?
Yeah, I bought a gag ball, a collar with a chain, handcuffs and feet cuffs. How do you call it? A
whip.
You
can call it a katish if you want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And a vibrator, a blindfold. So that's pretty much it for now. And I tried it on 2 or 3 girls. I usually don't try it on the first date, first date, it's casual sex and like getting to know.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty like gentle on the first date, the first sex as well.
Yeah, so I'm going pretty slow. But one thing you mentioned, it would be a nice thing to tell everyone is my progression since the beginning. When I went on dates and the sex at the beginning compared to now, the first time I sleep with a girl and everything, it's like night and day different. Like in the first time, I was really like letting girls pretty much not dictate, but I was like not sure what they wanted. The yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not taking the lead. Because I'm not confident enough and I don't know what they want, so I don't want to make a mistake or whatever.
And you think you're so convinced that you're going to do something wrong, or you're going to like that you won't know how to pleasure her, or you'll do it badly or something. And the more confident you get, or the more experienced you get, you realize like there are some certain things that pretty much every girl likes. And if you just do those to start off with, like every girl likes being teased, pretty much every girl likes when you go down on her, like those kind of generic things that every girl likes, and then you can kind of build upon there and figure out like stuff she's into. You also get really better at figuring out like at noticing the cues, noticing, like, paying attention to when she's moaning and when she's really enjoying something, when she doesn't enjoy something as much. You get better at, like, picking up the feedback, and so you get much quicker at learning the further. Like, if you gave me a brand new girl, I could tell you within, like, 3 minutes what she likes and what she doesn't. Whereas, you know, you at the beginning, you might have taken, like, 5 dates before you would have figured out, like, yep, what she likes. You would have had to have sex 5 times before you forgot, yeah, like, she likes this, she doesn't like that. So, yeah, you get quicker at this stuff over time.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with you on that one. And I'm far from being at your level, but I mean, I can see how much, even if some of the girls, I've only slept once with them, mm-hmm, as there's a lot of recurring partners, but I'm so much confident. I'm so much more confident than, I mean, I've taken a huge pleasure in choking them. Mm-hmm. That's something that I didn't know that I liked and that they liked. But
yeah,
almost 100% of my lays liked getting choked out. At least a little. Not every girl, yeah, liked to be choked out at the same level, but a gentle choke. They all liked it.
I think that's pretty universal, especially if you start really gently, like you just put your hand on her throat, you don't squeeze, you just kind of leave it there. And that's something that, you know, like you said, before I ever even heard of that, I was like, that's horrible. Like, that's abuse. Like, no woman would like that. And then you try it with a couple of girls and they're like, oh, wow, that's fun. And you're like, wait, you enjoy that? And then, as you said, you enjoy it. You don't realize that you'd enjoy it. If you've never tried that before, and by the way, guys, if you've never tried choking, please be gentle the first fucking time. Like, please be really fucking gentle. But if you've never tried it before, like, you think that you're just doing it for her. And then the first time you do it and she moans, you go, you feel something inside yourself and you're like, oh shit, I think I like this. A lot of, like, BDSM guys who haven't tried it think, oh, I'm doing this for the girl. I'm doing this to pleasure her. I'm doing this to tease her. And it's like, when you start doing it, it's like, no, it's for both of you. You both get really fucking horny doing it.
Mm. Yep, it turned me on like crazy when I kiss her, like, her back is against the wall, mm-hmm, I get my hands on her and she just throw her neck back. Oh man, holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that it's gets... like the shit they don't teach you in school, brother.
No, they don't. They don't. You need to experience and learn. And so that's a part of sexual things that I learned.
Have you written a bucket list? Have you come up with a bucket list of stuff you want to try and gotten your girl to do the same thing? A list of her own stuff?
I haven't yet.
You got to do that.
I will, because the girl I'm with right now is, I mean, what the fuck? Like, she wants to realize all my fantasies. Good. And I'm going to write a bucket list. I don't know why I didn't do it before. It didn't cross my mind because I was just like living day to day.
Sure, sure, sure.
Going on dates almost. There's a week I went on a date every fucking day, and so there, my mind is not always set focus on everything that you said in your Tinder guide. I remember reading about it, but
it's because you've done, and this is what happens when you go all in. It's a really good thing. So much happens at once. Like, you're changing so many things at once. Like, I can remember my early days as well. It's like, there's so much shit happening. You're going on dates and you're meeting different women and you're going to the gym and you're making friends and you're making all this progress. You're posting about it on the forums. It's like too much is happening at once that you almost like forget. It's like being at Disneyland and you're like, fuck, which ride do I go on today? It's amazing. It's like, there's so much shit happening. And then I say to you, like, hey dude, have you like written a bucket list to try different sexual stuff? And you're like, oh shit, yeah, I could do that. It's like, you're too busy having fun, and it's a good thing having fun with all the other stuff that you like. There's too much going on at once in yep. a good way,
in a really good way, because I mean, I've never been, honestly, I haven't been this happy in my entire life, honestly, since the last few months, and not only because I'm getting laid, but all the health benefits from yeah. eating healthy and being like,
it's not even 50 the lays,
pounds.
It, yeah. Like, the lays are nice. Like, getting laid is wonderful, but it's like all the other shit. It's that you're working on yourself. You're meeting new people. You're having new adventures. Even when you get laid, it's not just like, I got another notch in my belt. I know people will listen and say, oh, he got 13 lays. That's so cool. Before he was only at 4. And it's like, yeah, but it's not just that I got like 9 more lays. It's that I had to do all this self-improvement to do that. I got to have adventures with each of those girls. Like each one of those lays is a person that you got to meet, go on dates with, learn about, have sex with, learn her likes and dislikes, learn your own likes and dislikes. And in that entire time, you're going to the gym, you're losing weight, you're posting on the forums, you're making friends, you're asking yourself the deeper questions that you probably never asked before. Like, what do I want from life? Do I deserve things that I want? Do I deserve to have an elite life? Am I worthy of doing whatever the hell I want? Or do I have to be a loser? Why was I a loser before? Why do I want to be something more now? It's like you're working on everything all at once. And that's why I said it's really deeply exciting and maybe even overwhelming in a good way. And it's funny when people look from the outside and say like, oh, are you just trying to get laid? And it's like, no, for fuck's sakes, no. It's no, the laser like the nice side effect.
I think the biggest part of this journey that the thing that changed the most in this journey about me is my confidence. And yeah. Confidence leaks into every aspect of your life. Like yeah. Confidence is so important in being being good in your good with yourself, meeting new people, making friends. Like I 3 or 4 weeks ago, I went on a walk for like a night walk, just a 5K walk. And I stumbled upon people playing basketball in a park, and I played basketball majority of my life. So they were missing a player. So I said, hey guys, do you want me to play with you guys? And I would have never done that before. I would have been like, oh, I might, like they might not like how I look or whatever the reason, I would have not asked them to go to play with. But these people end up, we play for like 2 hours, and they end up adding me, giving me their cell phones. We went to the bar that same night. We went to the bar, like played pool and drinking, and it was fucking amazing. And that experience would have never happened if I didn't add that, the confidence.
Yeah, so, for sure, man. It's like permission to go and... I won't even say it's just permission to talk to other people. It's not that. It's something deeper than that. It's like permission to really live your life. Because when you're normally walking around, like as a normal human being who doesn't go for their goals and doesn't really try and build themselves into something elite, you might see other human beings and you feel like you're stuck in your own world. You don't feel like you have the right, almost, to integrate yourself into other people's like bubbles or their world. Like you see some people playing basketball and you're like, oh, they're playing basketball. But when you're in this mode of like connecting with other people, working on yourself, going for your goals and shit, the world starts opening up to you. It's like all the doors open. There's more opportunities. You see people and you think, oh, I can talk to them. I'm allowed to talk to them. Mm. Like in the last, like, so since I started my self-improvement, if you were to follow me around before my self-improvement, I was very closed off. I didn't talk to people I don't know. If you follow me around right now with the camera, you'll see me talk to, I don't know, 20 people a day that I don't know. Just like random little conversations, right? I'll make jokes. I'll talk to someone. I'll, you know, we were at an art gallery. My girlfriend and I were at an art gallery a couple of weeks ago. And we talked to one of the women who worked there for like fucking 45 minutes, bro. We're just like chatting for 45 minutes and shit. Like the world just opens up to you in a way that it really doesn't when you're closed off before. And I want to come back to this word permission. I really think it's a permission thing. It's not like you've become a different person. I mean, you have, but you're not like a radically different person. You've just given yourself permission to go for your goals, to get laid, to meet women, to lose weight, to go to the gym, to talk to people, to play basketball. It really is a permission. And as soon as you start working on this self-improvement, and it's that moment where you say, okay, I'm going to do this properly. Like I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to start changing my life. At that moment, you stop saying no to everything. You just start saying yes to everything. Like you don't make excuses anymore. I'm sure you would have made excuses like 6 months or a year ago as to why you couldn't play basketball. I'm not good enough. I'm too short. I'm too fat. I'm this. Like you would have made a million. I don't know those people. They probably will think I'm a loser. They'll probably think I'm weird if I go and say hello. And when you start giving yourself permission to go for what you want, to go for your goals, to build something fucking elite, you give yourself permission for like a million other things that you wouldn't think. You know, I have one of the guys in my group coaching program recently got a promotion like 2 weeks ago. And he said, you know, I never would have sat down with my boss and told him I wasn't happy. But like, because I got laid, because I've gotten laid like 10 times in the last 12 weeks, like I realized like, shit, I'm allowed to go and talk to my boss and get more money. And he did. Like he just went in and sat there. And it's like only because he started working on this shit. It really is a permission thing, man.
Yep. And I mean, I can't stress enough how much it leaks in every aspect of your life. From being confident and loving yourself and being healthy. It's so much. There's so much benefit from getting there. That yes, getting laid and having a wonderful sex life and experimenting on the sex side is wonderful. But it's just wonderful. A plus. It's a plus.
Yes.
From all the rest.
And it's a wonderful fucking plus. But as you're saying, it's like there's 10 things improving in your life at any one point in time. Mm-hmm. Gym, fitness, health, social, getting laid, meeting new people. I guess that is social. Style, confidence, self-esteem, which is, I guess, is like confidence. There's like 10 things going on at once that are all improving. And getting laid is fucking lovely, but so is all the other shit. And I think people do look at it at the start. They're like, oh, I'm going to get laid. And when they start this process, I mean, even good-looking loser talked about this shit. It's like it brings up all of your other like insecurities and you work through them. You become a more confident person. You start working on your health, on your body, on all that kind of stuff. It's this whole like, you know, getting laid is one piece of the pie. And I will say it's a very nice piece of the pie, but fuck it. This is kind of a, in some ways, because I've had a lot of guys, or I've seen a lot of guys, maybe you have too, especially on the red pill and places like that, that seem almost jealous of how easy it is for women to get laid. Like they seem kind of frustrated. Yep. They're like, it's not fair. Girls can just go and get laid anytime they want. And, you know, meanwhile, it's impossible for us to get laid. And it's like, don't you see that that's fucking beautiful? Like we've been given a gift. The fact that we have to earn our lays. That's something fucking magical because think of how much you have to go and improve yourself to even start really getting laid. And it's like, holy shit, man. Whereas women, I almost feel bad for them sometimes because it's like they can just go on Tinder and get laid and it means nothing to them. It doesn't make them feel good.
Just have to say yes and
Yeah. Exactly. And that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't make you feel good. In fact, that's why they feel shit about themselves if they get laid a lot and it's all meaningless. Like if they don't, if they just go and bang 10 guys in a week, they're going to feel like absolute fucking trash because it took nothing. It was you self-medicating. It was like drinking 10 bottles of whiskey. You're not going to get credit for that. It's like you just said yes. You didn't earn that. So I think we've been given this beautiful fucking gift. And I'm glad that you're able to see the value in like this process or that you've already reaped the benefits of like the, you know, the confidence, social, body, all of that kind of shit. Because it's like, man, this is a beautiful fucking journey that we're on. And I think the best part is this journey gets to last for as long as we want it to. Like you'll be, I plan on improving myself until the day I fucking die. Like, why would I ever stop? And it's like, that's kind of magical, dude. It's like the world is, if you can already have, you know, 9 lays in the last 10 weeks or whatever it is, imagine what you can do in the next like 5 years. You can get laid as much as you want, have a girlfriend, have an amazing girlfriend, have a wife, like whatever the fuck you want, then start working on business. You could be a fucking millionaire 5 years from now. Why not? And then from there, okay, maybe I'm going to go and change the world in some way. You do that in the next 20 years and then you're like, shit, now I'm only like 40 now. I still have all this time. And then you just go and do something else and you go traveling the world for 10 years. Oh, wow, I've done all this. Then you go and, I don't know, become an entrepreneur again and start another business. It's like we have almost, I won't say infinite time, but it's like, it's a hell of a long time, man. And that's a beautiful fucking gift that we have in front of us. Like, holy shit.
Yep. And I mean, everything you said, I'm 100% with you. And that's, I started from the same, probably the same point of view is I want to get laid. I want the sex life that
I want pussy.
Exactly. my inspiration was you at the beginning was I want the same sex life as this guy, but throughout the process, oh shit, man, I'm feeling good. Oh, I'm feeling like refreshed. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling like all, like you said, everything comes into the same, like the goal at the beginning is getting laid, but I mean, all everything comes in the confidence, the social, like you said, and it's that's why I'm so happy right now. The happiest I've ever been in my life. I've never been someone who's really like depressed or anything like that. I've been in part of my life, but never at the huge point. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, like, right now is the happiest I've ever been. And I can't stress enough to people, like, lose some weight, start a Tinder, go on a photo shoot, like, do everything that you mentioned in your fucking Tinder guide. I can't stress it enough. I think I said it like 2 or 3 times the last time we talked. Read the Tinder guide, follow it to the letter, and you'll end up where I am right now, and eventually where you are at right now. That's how I got here.
It's not
that's how I got here. No, it's not that complicated. Not at all.
Because the thing is, people see it as this mountain, or they see self-improvement. Okay, let's just use getting laid. There are guys that, you know, are virgins, or maybe they don't have a lot of experience, and they'll say, oh man, it's so hard for me to get to the point where I'm getting laid. Like, there's this mountain that I have to climb. That's going to take me forever. It's impossible. And it's like, as you've proven, as many other guys have proven, even you can say myself, it's like, how long did it take you? It took you like 8 weeks, really. Eight weeks, maybe 12 weeks. But you were starting to get laid after 8 weeks, right?
After 8 weeks, no, it's been, I started my Tinder 16 weeks in. I lost the, and that's not something you said, that's something you said you should not do, but I, Don't wait. I waited, but you don't have to wait. I could have gotten laid earlier.
Okay, so how much from the moment that you like started, that you like signed up to my website or whatever, or that you read my website, how long from that moment until the first time you got laid?
I believe it's 16 weeks.
Okay, so within, and that's you going slow. You specifically waiting till you'd lost all the weight, yep. Which I tell people, don't do that. I say, start losing the weight and go outside and talk to girls and go on Tinder and go on some dates and get some practice. And some of the girls will sleep with you. And so you going slow, or like you could have gone faster, 16 yep. weeks. And so when people say like, man, I have this impossible mountain to climb. I have to lose all this weight. You know, I'm too short. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm nervous. I can't get laid. That's like, that's impossible. That's for cool people. That's for players. It's like 4 months. Is all you have to put in. You just have to invest 4 months and stop and think about how insane that is. If you say to someone like, hey, your entire life could be different 4 months from now. And that's roughly how long my clients, my coaching program is 12 weeks, so 3 months. And I literally say, if you sign up, you're going to change your life in 3 months. And it's like, stop and think about that. 3 months, or like you did it on your own, 4 months. It's like, that's such a short amount of time to go from not really happy with my life to, as you said, like, holy shit, I'm so happy with my life. And people will still, it kind of blows my mind that people will make it into this big deal and say, I can't do all that. And it's like, what, you can't commit 4 months or 3 months or 2 months? You can't just like get started and see where it goes? It's really not that like fucking impossible.
There will always be people that will find any excuses not to start the journey, or to find excuses for people that managed. Yes. To attain the journey, like I get many questions in, especially in my Tinder guides, like what's your number to match ratio, or how many people there's in your town, or
yeah,
like,
I know, because they're like, trying to look for reasons why you did it and why they can't.
Exactly. Yeah. And
they're how tall are you, bro? Like
5'7". What's
yeah.
up?
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
bald.
But, yeah, but you're white, bro, and you have a tattoo, so it's different. And you have a mustache.
It's a fucking anime tattoo. It drags me down, bro.
I know. I was gonna say it's like I love it, but it's like, if you're gonna say a tattoo, you gotta get one like fucking like that or something. You gotta get like a black and white fucking tattoo.
Yeah. But even though
I like
it's
your tattoo,
anime
I like
tattoo.
Your tattoos, bro. But yeah, exactly. It's like a kid's fucking cartoon. It's like a kid's tattoo.
But yeah, yeah, and I received some comment from girls like, oh, is this, it's anime? Oh, I don't really like anime. But I mean, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm not there to watch anime with them. I'm there to fuck them. So
put it on in the background. You got to level up your power to over 9,000, brother.
yeah. But yeah, so people will always try to find excuses or whatever to explain your success. Like even in the comment section of the video, the video you made with me, the first one. Mm-hmm.
The first one.
There's someone who said but I'm this and this. Like,
I know, and we spent a fair chunk of the last video, and by the way, guys, I'll leave a link in the description below to the last video. We spent some of that, like, saying, man, people come up with excuses, blah, 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 and then you're right, there was a comment from someone saying, oh, yeah, but it's different, here's the excuse, and it's like, we literally said that you guys would do, that some of you would do that, and then you've just gone into, I love when I say that in a podcast, I say, people do this, and then in the comments, they'll be like, yeah, but, and then they'll do the exact thing I just said, and it's like, come on. Do you want me to predict this anymore? Come on, you're being predictable at this point. You're being boring. Like, come up with a different excuse. I would respect an actual reason, but I am yet to, in my entire life, hear of a good reason. Like, I've never had someone say, there was a guy in my comments who said, I'm in a wheelchair, so I've been out crushing it. I've already done like 50 approaches. Like, some of the girls have been nice to me. I got a couple of numbers. I'm going to keep hustling. And so it's like, yeah, like, there's no fucking excuses. What is your excuse? If you're in a cancer ward and you literally have cancer and you can't leave and you're in the hospital, maybe that's your excuse. But I tell you what, go on fucking Tinder and stop being a pussy and get some of the girls to come to the hospital and give you a fucking handjob. Like, man the fuck up. Like, seriously, there'd be some girls that would respect your fucking self-worth if you said, like, nah, I deserve a fucking hand job. I'm a man. I have urges. I deserve this shit. Like, there'd be girls that would respect that shit, of course.
Hello?
I dropped out. That was my end.
Okay.
So what was the last thing? Sure. What was the last thing that I said?
A cancer guy getting hand job.
Yeah, I said that, like, if you're in the cancer ward, get a fucking hand job from girls. Like, honestly, there'd be girls that would respect that. That would be like, man, this guy's confident as fuck. Like, you're a man. You have urges. You have blood flowing throughout your fucking body. Make it happen. Stop being a pussy and stop making excuses. The thing is, I don't even think people believe their own excuses when they make them. I don't think they genuinely believe, I can't get laid because I'm bald, or I can't get laid because I'm short, or I can't get laid because I'm Indian. Because here's the thing. If you actually believed that, would you really need to go around arguing that? Would you really need to go and defend yourself? Why would you be watching my video in the first place? You would have already accepted that you can't get laid, and you'd be like building a business, or you'd be going and hanging out with your friends. You'd be playing video games. You'd be smoking weed. You'd be walking around and just being friends with women and having a good social life with women or with your friends. You wouldn't be watching a video on how to get laid. And you certainly wouldn't be arguing about why you can't get laid. So anyone who ever writes those comments, please have some self-awareness and admit to yourself that you want to get laid. Just admit that and then start doing it. If you're even arguing on a video, that means some part of you believes that you can get laid. You know the excuses you're making are foolish, are bullshit. Because if you honestly believed them, you wouldn't be there saying that. You'd have gone and gotten on with your life. You'd be doing other shit. You'd be busy. You wouldn't be arguing.
Yep. I mean, there's nothing more to add to that.
No more fucking excuses. All right, so let's... you already kind of answered my question that I was going to ask you, but like, how does it feel? You know, obviously you said you're happy. I guess, has there been any other side effects now that you're at this point? Anything else you've realized? Any big like epiphanies? Did you have a moment where you realized like, shit, I can do anything I want? Like, the world is mine.
Yeah. It's like one of the biggest side effects is honestly, well, it leaks into confidence. Mm-hmm. But I receive so much validation from not only from getting laid, but I go to parties with friends and everything, and they're like, "Oh man, you look good! Holy shit, what the hell? Oh, how much do you lift? Oh, you lift this much! Holy shit, good job, man!" When I'm at the gym, "Hey man, what's your name?" Because I lift a lot of weight. "Oh shit, man, good job!" And if it, like, I mean, that's one of the biggest, one of the biggest. But I mean, there's so much that. It's hard to like really express them all, but yeah, one of the biggest. It's really the all the validation coming from everywhere. Like, yeah. I mean, they saw me 5 or 6 months ago. Yeah, especially on the forums. I mean, I post one lay story, and like people are DMing me, telling me how I get girls' numbers and everything this quick or everything, which you shouldn't, but they do. you should read the Tinder guide. That's the real guide you should read.
I know. It's so. I always find that funny when people are on my forums and they're like, "How do I get laid?" And it's like, you're literally on the website where I talk about how to get laid. Like, what do you mean? You just follow the website. Why are you on the forums? Side point. So keep going.
I didn't ask anyone how to message girls or everything. I just took the Tinder guide, and I even had to translate it because I'm French and we talk French here. So I took the Tinder guide, the templates, I translated it, and it's short and sweet and efficient and goes to the point and gets the job done really quickly and efficiently. So I mean, where was I going with this? I'm not sure.
So you're talking about how you get more validation, including on the forums from other people. And that is like, it's something that you don't, because at the start, when you first start this stuff, you think, "Oh, I'm just going to have sex and that's it." And you know, we already talked about all the positive benefits that come from this whole journey. But one of the things that you don't realize is how nice it is to be validated by other people, to have other people respect you. We're not even talking about validation. We're talking about respect. Having other people in the gym respect you, or having guys on the forum say like, "Dude, damn, like you've lost a ton of weight. You're getting laid. This is awesome. You have women into you. This is amazing." That's something you don't expect that you will really, really like, I don't know if crave is the right word, but it means a lot to you. It's really valuable to you. And I think that is the stuff that actually builds your self-esteem almost as much, maybe even more than actually just getting laid. Because like, it's nice to get a little bit of validation from women, but it's having a lot of other people respect you and realize how hard you've worked to get there. Because the girls don't necessarily know how hard you've worked to get there. You can show them pictures of yourself, and that's usually something that happens when you see them a few times. You talk about your journey, you talk about yourself, you share some details of your life, and they'll say, "Oh, wow, man, you've lost a lot of weight. That's cool." But it's the guys, it's the other guys who understand your journey, because they're your brothers. They know what you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, yes, getting validation from a lay or a girl telling me I'm sexy or whatever is nice, is really validating. It's good for confidence. But the biggest confidence boost I get is from people on the forum that are where I was at like 4 or 5 months ago, telling me I'm an inspiration.
I mean,
there's probably like, I don't know how much, how many people told me I'm an inspiration to their journey right now, or I've been an inspiration since I began, but that is the biggest confidence boost I get. I never thought about being in this position.
Yeah.
When I started this journey, like I only wanted to get laid. I only wanted to fuck pussy, but right now I'm an inspiration to people and everything. So, I mean, and the only thing I did, I followed the Tinder guide to the letter. And I mean, outside of that, I listened to David Goggins, and I mean, like we said in the first podcast, I am
obsession.
I obsessed. Yes.
Yeah, you obsessed about your goals.
About my goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Which is another way of saying, like, really give yourself permission to go for those goals. You do have to give yourself permission. There would have been a moment, maybe you didn't realize it at the time, but there would have been a moment, like just one moment where you go, okay, I'm going to do this. That's you like giving yourself permission where you go like, okay, I'm going to do this thing. Maybe it's a quiet moment. Maybe it's a very loud moment where you go like, yes, I'm going to do this. Sometimes you just quietly say, okay, I'm going to read the Tinder guide now and do this. But there's a moment where you give yourself permission. And if anyone else is sitting on the fence, you have to give yourself that fucking permission. You have to. You have to start. You have to just fucking start this shit. Because there's never going to be a perfect time. There's never a perfect moment. You know, it is a...
You need to start, and you need to start from the beginning. Like, in February, I was waiting to 20. I couldn't even run. I was far from getting laid. I couldn't even run. So you start the journey right now. From the moment I started walking to lose weight, 16 weeks later, I lost 30 pounds and I was getting laid. Like, this is my story, but I mean, it can be yours too. Why not? We said in the last podcast, I'm not special. Andy's not special. David Goggins is not special. We're human beings. Yes, some people have genetics to help them, but there's no genetics helping people losing weight quicker than anyone. Like,
and even if there is, it doesn't matter. You don't have to compare yourself to others. Why the fuck does it matter if someone else took 5 months and you take 7 months? Why does that matter? Like, that it's a weird concept of like, oh, they're taller than me, they're better than me, they have different genetics, they're smarter than me, they're stronger than me. It's like, what does that even fucking matter? It's not a binary thing. Just because someone else is better than you or smarter than you or taller than you or anything, that doesn't make it impossible for you. It just means it's harder, or it might take longer, or you might have to work harder, or you might need more resources, you might need more help, you might need coaching, you might need a couple of friends to help you. Like, it doesn't make it impossible just because it's harder. Harder is not impossible. Harder just means work harder. It doesn't even mean work that much harder, just a little bit harder.
Even if it's harder for you, you don't need to focus on it. Like, don't you think, guys, that it's been hard for me to get through everything?
And that's the thing. People will, like, not everyone will do this. Most people will understand it, but there'll be plenty of people that will just assume that it was easy for you. Like, God knows I have a lot of people that just assume it was easy for me to get to this point. And it's like, I put it on my fucking website how hard it was to get here. Mm. And people will ignore all of that and go like, yeah, but you're lucky to be like earning enough money and doing a thing you love, and you get to do coaching and you get laid whenever you want. You have a beautiful girlfriend and she loves you and you're lucky. And it's like, it was not fucking easy.
There's no luck involved in that.
Yeah, it's, no, it's, fuck no.
You there's some luck in some aspect, but you don't create luck. You work hard and luck comes afterwards. Yep.
Like, luck shows up along the way when you're already working, and then when luck shows up, you go, oh fuck, that's lucky. I'm gonna take advantage of that. Exactly. I'm gonna make the most of that. Of course, luck shows up, of course it fucking does. But you're working hard in the background the entire time. And so when luck is there, you're ready for it. Because here's the thing. How many of us have been lucky in the past and done nothing with it? Someone offers you a job and you just say no. People invite you to an amazing party with maybe even a fucking celebrity there and you say no because you're too nervous. Or a girl makes a move on you or hits on you and you don't have sex with her. That's luck. That's really good luck. That's stuff that doesn't happen very often. But most people turn that shit down. I turned that stuff down my entire life because I was too scared. People would invite me to parties like all the time until eventually they just stopped inviting me because I always said no. That was luck. I would have gotten laid a million times at those parties, of course. What if I'd gone to like 100 parties in my life? I would have accidentally gotten laid like at least 10 times, if not more. But I said no to every party, so I turned down luck. So yeah, luck is a thing. Of course it is. But I tell you what, like hard work beats talent. Hard work beats luck.
It does. And if having hair or being tall can we consider that as talents, I mean, I don't have either of them, and I was fat, and I mean, yeah. And you had your issue too. You were fat at some point, and even though you're tall, you had other issues like you being depressed
and
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has their issues, but I never focused on those issues. I focused on what I can do, and yeah. That's how I attained my goal. I have new goals now, but
let's talk about.
I mean,
goals.
I attained my initial goals.
Because that was one of my questions. Like, what do you want next? What do you want from life? Like, what's the next mission?
Yeah, like I said in the last podcast, I really want to get my IT job at the video game company I'm working for right now. I work for Activision. I'm not sure if you know what it is. It's it's the biggest company in the world. It has the Call of Duty IP, and right now that's what I'm working on, Call of Duty. And being an IT technician for the biggest company in the world would be like a dream come true for me. So that's why I'm taking like a lesser salary right now and like waiting for an opportunity to grab the job. And this week I went to the job, to the place, like it's closed and everything because of COVID, but the ITs are on the spot. And I talked with them, and like there's soon will be movement and everything in the company. They told me one of them will soon leave. And like I said before, I helped them and they really like me. They told me basically that they will grab me as soon as they have a spot open. So that's what is professionally coming soon in the next months or so.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, so I'm really happy about it. I'm not going to make millions of dollars, but
who gives a shit about that? The point of life is to be happy with your life, like to do the shit that you want to do and not compare yourself to others. You know, other people will have a lot of lays, some people will have a lot of money. You have to kind of detach yourself from that shit and say, yeah, but what do I want? Like, it doesn't matter what they want and what they think, you know, what I think they might judge me for. It's like, what do I actually want? Those are the important questions. Yep.
And that's exactly what I want and what I wanted for a long time. So maybe at some point when I get enough experience in IT, I will be able to find ways to make more money with using this talent or or develop something else. Like right now, I'm focused on the Getting Late journey, and eventually probably that will open the route for making more money, maybe. I don't know. But that's what I'm focused right now, professional-wise. Other than that, the goals I'm working on, always gym, going to the gym, keep lifting, keep increasing my weights, and hopefully being able to build muscle while not gaining much weight. That's always hard to do. But that's one of the goals I'll be working on.
Nice.
And other than that, even though there's a mandatory vaccine passport here in Quebec, I don't know if there's one in Australia. Is there one?
For businesses, yeah. Like your employer makes you do that, but they're fighting that in court. So I think that's going to get
through really? Pretty soon. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Us is for restaurants and gyms and everything. Like
They're bringing that in. We already have to check in. We have to scan and give our details to the government, and they're going to change that. So you have to scan and have the vaccine.
A QR code and shit.
Yeah. That's, I think, half the people just ignore it. Half the people here just ignore that. And
that's good. But people in Quebec are such sheeps, and it just went through like a knife in the butter. Like, whatever. I got my first shot not too long ago because I don't want to deal with that shit because it might hurt my future with the company too. Sure. So, I mean, if the worst scenario possible is that people will die from it, like all the conspiracy theorists are saying, at least I will die with 90% of the world, and I won't live in a world where there's like only 10% of the people left. So I don't give a fuck what's the outcome.
Can you put me in your will? Live on air right now. Give all your stuff to me. If you die from the fucking vaccine, look, if it turns you into a lizard or something, I want all your money, all your weights, whatever you got. I want that gaming chair you have.
I don't have much. I got a 2K monitor. I can give you.
I'll take that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully, we don't die. But, I mean, we don't know. Eh? So, yeah. 1 year ago, we didn't think that the mandatory vaccine passport would be a thing. But they are. So, we never know. Yeah.
Your country and my country have just gone psycho. Let's not talk about this too much, but holy shit, dude. Your country and my country are the craziest. And you could say New Zealand as well is pretty crazy.
Yep.
Like, we live in the crazy countries.
Yep. The fucking whatever. Let's not get into that. So, yeah. So, that's pretty much it. I think we covered pretty much everything. Oh, we except got, for the...
Oh, go.
Go ahead.
Go. Go. You go.
Yeah, so I mentioned at the beginning that I for the past 3 weeks I only had one girl because I had my butt. Not exactly, but the girl is just we clicked so much on every aspect, and she just I've never been sucked this much in my entire life. She likes sex. She likes giving sex. She likes we and everything around, everything outside of sex is really great. She's active. She likes to cook. We cook together and everything. So, I mean, for now, that's where I'm at. So maybe I won't get the 20 lays, in
again, remember that those kind of goals are, they're goals that you set at the start. I say this to guys all the time. I see this happen. This is really fucking common, by the way. A guy will set a certain number of lays that he wants, and then he'll get halfway there, and he'll find a girl, and he's like, shit, I really like this girl. I don't know if I want to go and bang 10 other girls. Because if I do, she's told me that she doesn't really want me to do that. She's not comfortable with that. She says, you know, I can do that, but she won't stick around. So I see this a lot. You got to ask yourself the question of, like, what makes me happy right now? You know, what do I want long term? Do I want to try a bunch of relationships and see how they go? Or do I just want to focus only on getting laid and do relationships later? Kind of ask yourself, the best question to ask is, like, is she adding to my life? Am I adding to her life? Am I happy to keep seeing her? Is she happy to keep seeing me? Like, basically, is my life better seeing her, and is her life better seeing me? And if the answer is yes, then, like, well, fuck it. Why not?
Yep. Don't worry. I talked with her about it. I thought about it a lot, and so I really made the commitment for now that I'm only going to see her, because I'm not an asshole either. I don't want to go in her back and fucking break her heart. So that's where I'm at right now. I didn't expect it at all. I even sent her the same template message I sent to every girl. Like, I'm not looking for something serious. I'm looking for something casual. But in the process of going on dates with her and everything, it turned out like that. So that's where I'm at right now, like in the lay-wise. So sorry, people. I know some people like to read.
Fuck what other people think. Because at the end of, like, I had the same point, by the way. Like, I didn't plan on getting serious with Imogen at all. I even said to her several times in the first couple of weeks that we were seeing each other, and we dated really casually at the start. I said, like, I'm not going to only see, bad sentence. I'm not going to do anything serious for like several years. I'm not ready to have a girlfriend for several years. And she said the same to me. She's like, I'm young. I'm 18. I don't really want a boyfriend. I don't think that'll happen in the next couple of years. At that point in time, you know, I didn't want anything serious. We saw each other for like, you know, I think it was like 8 months. And then I was like, fuck, I really like you. Like, I love you. Maybe we should just do the girlfriend boyfriend thing. And so I had the same stuff you're talking about here, where I had these thoughts of like, am I letting my audience down? Especially because I had a website. I was like, if I stop getting laid a lot, like, is that are they going to be disappointed? But like, aren't I letting them down? It's like, no, man, you got to do what's right for you. Like, yeah. Don't be a complete hypocrite. Like, I wouldn't delete my website and say getting laid is bad. You're all bad if you get laid. Like, I've changed. Like, you know, that's different. But you're not here saying to everyone, like, fuck all you guys. I'm in a relationship now. I'm better than you. You're all just like shallow losers who just want to get laid. It's like, no. All you're doing is taking a bit of time to try something. Yep. Like, that's always going to be a good thing, dude.
Yeah. So, yeah. And just wanted to tell people that I'm not gone from the forum. I'm trying my best to come on air and give my opinions and stuff and comment on
people and
stuff.
Yeah, and post about the other shit that you're working on. Post about your other
stuff.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Just
soon
because you're not
I'll
working on
I'll post
on
my
335 late.
Bench.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's not much to say right now because I've been so focused on getting laid in the past few weeks that, like, now that I don't have any new lays to talk about, except for this girl that I didn't make a post yet. I might do it. I'll see about that. But like you said, I feel like I'm letting people down by not posting regularly. Yeah. But
I get the feeling.
I get what you say. And I mean, shout out to all of you motherfuckers. Keep going at it. I'm still there. I'm still seeing every now and then the post of people. So and I know I've been an inspiration. I'll keep being an inspiration to you guys. Maybe another aspect like going to the gym or whatever. But I mean, I'm still there. Don't worry about it.
Well,
I'm not gone from
the
forum. Man.
Here's the thing. So when I transitioned to being serious with Imogen, what I did is I decided, okay, listen, I'm not going to be like, I was still getting laid. We started sleeping with girls together. And at that point, I was still sleeping with some girls by myself. But I said to myself, I'm going to build the best, you know, it's egotistical of me, sure. It was arrogant of me. But I said, I'm going to build the best relationship ever. Like, I'm going to get really good at relationships. I'm going to just be the best at, like, helping her grow into a better person. I'm going to be the best mentor, the best like relationship person ever. And that was what I focused on. So you can do the same shit. It's like you can help her build her own life, help her build her self-improvement, do all the stuff that you've done by yourself, get her to do the same stuff. Or even you build that shit as a couple. I know you're not a couple yet, but like, you know, you build that shit together. Like there's so much self-improvement that can be done in a relationship or in even just a casual relationship if you're going to help her. So just transition to that. You can even get better at sex. You're still improving with sex. You're just doing it with her.
Yep. Yeah, and she's really open. Like, she wants to do threesome, foursome.
Yeah,
exactly. So, I mean, that
you can
that's
do
one of
the
reasons
shit.
That... Yeah, exactly. Like, go in the... change it. She mentioned it. I didn't even mention it. She said herself we should create a couple Tinder and invite girls and everything. So
I tell you what you got to do. You guys got to sit down together, and watch listen to the podcast that I did on how girls can find other girls like on their Tinder. Imogen and I recorded that podcast together. So it's like literally a podcast for your girl. I'll send it to you after this call. And for everyone else listening, I'll put a link in the description below. But we basically ran through like how your girl can set her Tinder up so that she can, you know, find girls for you guys to have sex with together and to date together. That's a really fun thing.
It's better that way than creating a couple Tinder? Tinder call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And you still have, so I would still put a photo of you on her Tinder, get her to put a picture just so girls can see what you look like. So it just saves time more than anything. So they don't have to say like, oh, can you send a picture of him? And then they send a picture. Oh, he's not what I'm looking for. It's like you're saving time. So just put like one picture of yourself or a picture of you both together. But yeah, it's really fucking fun, dude. Like meeting a girl together is so fun because your girl will be really nervous and you'll be kind of nervous. And the other girl will be kind of nervous. And it's like really exciting when you first meet. Like you go to a bar and, you know, you'll say like, have you ever done this? And the girl will be like, no. Have you guys ever done this? And you'll be like, no. It's like a hell of a lot of fun. It's really fucking fun.
Can't wait because I know it will happen with this girl. And that's one of the reasons I got so attached to this girl is she's willing. She's really open-minded, really willing to do anything. So I'll write my bucket list soon. And I mean, I'll start checking boxes. Don't worry about it.
Good shit, dude. Good shit. All right. Any final final shout outs? Anyone you want to say hello to?
I mean, shout outs again to Adam and Toast, which have been since the beginning of times, my beginnings of the forum. My arrival in the forum have been big inspiration, and people like, accountability partners, which is really important. One of the last video you posted on
YouTube, accountability partners are so fucking mandatory. Yep.
So that's one of the thing I would advise people do, find out accountability partners for whatever reason, getting laid, losing weight, gaining muscle, whatever. Find accountability partners and get push yourselves, and it will make the journey way easier. So other than that, shout out to you. I forgot to shout out you at our last video.
I don't think you can shout out the person whose podcast you're on.
Bro, I mean, maybe I can't, but I will, because the fucking Tinder guy, it changed my life. So why not?
I'm glad to hear that, man. I'm glad to hear that.
So shout out to you, and shout out to anyone who've said I'm an inspiration for them. You guys have been fuel for me. So shout out to all of you. I don't know all the names, because some of them are your partner,
clients, your, coaching clients,
clients and everything. So shout out to them. You will know who you are. So shout out. And that's pretty much it.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you again for coming on. This was a hell of a lot of fun. And to everyone else, go and fucking change your life. No more excuses, or we'll yell at you. Don't make us come on here again and yell at you.